The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Brought to you today in part by Glamourine. Now, here are the stars of our show speaking for Glamourine.
That's right, Debbie. Everybody's using it.
Uh-huh.
Glamourine. Glamourene.
Yes. Okay, Deb. Goodbye.
Hey, what are you selling things for? Is there something I shouldn't hear?
Oh, don't be silly. I was just selling Glamourine for Debbie. She's so impressed with the way it cleaned our rugs and upholstery, she wants to try it.
Well, she's finally showing some sense.
Oh, now, don't talk like that. Dear Debbie just hasn't been keeping house very long. You know, and we tried everything before we discovered Glamourine.
Yeah, and you know, the only thing that cleans like Glamourine is more Glamourine. You know, our rugs and upholstery haven't looked this good since they were new.
I know. And Debbie could hardly believe it when I told her that I got the giant 98-cent pint free when I bought the giant quartz, and both for $1.89.
Hey, that's a real buy. Nice going, honey.
Get your giant quartz pint combination. Enough Glamourine liquid to clean all the rugs and upholstery in the average home. Remember, while the supply lasts, you can get the giant 98-cent pint free when you buy the giant quart. Both for the price of the quart alone. Only $1.89. Get yours today.
Hi. Oh, boy. Hey, this house looks worse than ever. I thought you'd be all through.
Oh, now, don't pay any attention to Amanda, Effie. I go through this every year.
Oh, boy, I sure hate spring house cleaning.
Oh, I just love it. Don't you, Aunt Effie?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do think it's nice to have things all fresh and clean.
Well, look, can't we at least put the furniture back in place? I feel like Eliza crossing the ice just to find a place to sit down.
Well, no, we can't, dear. I haven't finished washing the woodwork, and I have to do the floor, and I'll do that tomorrow.
So I start putting the books back and the bookcase to cut the shelves all washed.
Oh, yes, fine, Aunt Effie. Dinner will be ready in about 15 minutes. I'll call Betsy in to set the table. Betsy, come on in now and set the table.
I can't, Mommy. I'm busy right now.
Well, if you want to earn money, you come set the table. Come on now.
How much money has she saved?
I don't know. Not enough to pay Aunt Effie back.
Oh, no. She doesn't really have to pay me back, you know.
Oh, yes, she does. Now, that was the agreement.
I should say so.
Now, listen. That little toy washing machine only costs $1.39. And my goodness.
Look, you had already given her a dollar to spend on other things.
And she wheedled and coaxed you after that to give her the washing machine, too. And I certainly didn't approve of that at all. You should not have given in to her, Aunt Effie.
No, it's not well at all, Aunt Effie. That was the agreement. She could keep the washing machine if she paid you for it.
Yeah, that's right. And, dear, she seems to have forgotten the agreement, I must say. I told her I'd pay her a nickel every time she set the table. And for about a week, just about a week, that's all, she was very good about it,
yeah.
You know?
I paid her 10 cents for helping me clean the garage. More than she was worth, I might add.
Well, I think she has a responsibility toward this debt, Aunt Effie, and I think you should speak to her, dear.
Yeah, I do, too, as a matter of fact. I will right now. Betsy, come in here. I want to talk to you.
Spring clean with Glamourine liquid rug and upholstery cleaner. Remember, while the supply lasts, the giant 98-cent pint is yours free with a giant quart. Both for the price of the quart alone. Only $1.89. More than enough Glamourine liquid to make all the rugs and upholstery in the average home professionally bright and clean again. Remember, more women buy Glamourine and then buy it again than all other rug and upholstery cleaners combined. So get your Glamourine and the giant quart pint combination today, both for only $1.89.
Look, where is Betsy? I yelled at her to come in.
I don't know, dear. I've been out in the kitchen fixing the salad. You have to yell at her usually more than once.
I don't see why. When a child is told to do something, she should do it at once.
Well, that's a wonderful rule, honey. If you can institute it in our family, I'd be very, very happy.
Hi.
Oh, now look here. When your daddy tells you to come into the house, you come at once.
I couldn't, Daddy. I had to take off my roller skates. Mommy told me not to come to the house with my roller skates on.
Oh, well.
No, that's right, dear. Anyhow, I had called you before that to come in and set the table. Now, if you're going to earn money, you'd better get busy, Betsy.
Oh, I meant to tell you, Mommy, I don't have to earn money anymore.
You don't? Why?
Well, you certainly haven't saved $1.39 to pay Aunt Effie back.
But I don't have to pay back now.
Well, you most certainly do.
No, I don't, Daddy.
Why, Betsy?
Because I don't want the washing machine anymore.
Oh, is that so?
No, I decided I don't want it.
Well, you let me tell you something, young lady. Whether you want it or not, you've got it. That doesn't make any difference, darling. You took it, and you've got it, and you made an agreement to pay for it.
You don't have to pay for something you don't want.
Oh, yes, you do. You better learn some of the facts of life, young lady. You bought something on the installment plan, and now just because you decided that you're tired of the washing machine, you still have to pay for it.
Why?
I just told you why.
But I don't want to.
Darling, it doesn't matter whether you want to or not.
But when I have to save my money, then I can't spend it.
That's very true.
Too long to save money.
Yeah, that's also true.
Well, I don't want to anymore. It's not fair.
Oh, I mashed the potatoes here, but they're not quite done. Oh, is something wrong?
Aunt Effie, I don't have to pay you back, do I?
Well, my goodness.
Aunt Effie?
Aunt Effie, now please don't G-I-V-E-I-N.
Why can't you give in? She loves me, don't you, Aunt Effie?
Oh, of course I am here. But your mother and daddy are right.
Oh, Jane.
Well, I am sorry, darling, but you might as well learn it now. That's the way life is. When you incur a debt, you have to pay it.
So you better get busy and set the table, and then you'll have 5 more cents.
But I owe so much money, nickel doesn't look like anything.
Well, it's all the nickels added together.
And I want to tell you something else. If you don't want the washing machine anymore, darling, maybe you could sell it.
Sell it?
Mm-hmm. Of course, it isn't new anymore, so you can't ask $1.39 for it, but maybe one of your friends would like to have it for, maybe a quarter or something like that.
A quarter? It's worth more than a quarter.
Well, that depends on how good a sales talk you get.
Oh, not really. I don't think she should learn things like that.
Well, she might as well learn it now. Honey, do you understand what Daddy's talking about?
Yes. May Louise wants to play with it when she comes over here.
All right, there, now. Maybe she'd like to buy it.
She's still out there. I'll go ask her.
All right, go ahead.
May Louise!
Well, she catches on quick.
Well, I don't think she's going to have any luck. She has not taken care of that washing machine. She was crazy about it for a week. She washed all her doll clothes a dozen times. And since then, the machine's been lying out in the yard. It's gotten dirty, probably rusty. You know,
it's just not happening. Come here. Look out the window.
She having any luck selling it?
No. It's a luck. Look at Mary Lou shaking her head and giving the washing machine a kick.
Well, dinner's ready. I guess I'll have to set the...
Off she went again.
Well, now, she knew dinner was just about ready. It's getting dark. She hasn't eaten. I'm getting worried.
Well, I hope you don't mind my eating dinner. I really should have waited, did you?
No, Aunt Effie. That's all right.
Well, I'll take my coffee upstairs with me. I better hurry and change my clothes.
All right, Aunt Effie. You run along. And wear your blue, dear. Men always like blue.
Hey, don't tell me she's got a date with the milkman again.
Will you stop calling him the milkman? Mr. Wright.
Okay, Mr. Wright.
I left a note in the milk bottle that she was here, and it was so cute. He left her a container of cottage cheese and put a note on it asking her to go to the movies tonight. Nicky?
Yeah, no kidding. How about
that? Oh, Betsy?
Yeah. Well.
Just where have you been?
Yeah, and what's more important, what have you been doing?
I've been busy.
You knew it was time for dinner. We have been waiting and waiting.
I've been selling chances on my washing machine.
Selling chances?
Uh-huh. 25 cents each.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You've been doing what?
Selling chances. I made up 10 slips of paper and put numbers on them. And then, when somebody bought a chance, I wrote her name on it.
Why, Betsy.
Then we'll have a drawing Saturday, and whoever has a lucky number wins the washing machine.
Well, that's lottery, isn't it?
Wait a minute.
I think it's illegal, isn't it? Honestly, this whole thing was supposed to teach her the value of money, the importance of paying one's debts, and now look at this. Where, young lady, did you ever learn such a thing?
That's what you did at the Women's Club, Mommy, and Mrs. Brown won the sewing machine.
Oh, well, I certainly think that's a little different.
Why?
Well, it's just...
Well, Betsy, this is not the sort of thing...
And you bought a chance on a new car, Daddy. Came home last night and showed us the chance you bought on a new car.
That is quite different.
Why?
Well, why indeed, I guess.
Yes, how many chances did you sell?
11. Just a minute. Will you count it for me?
11? Wait a minute. 25 cents each. You must have $2.75.
How much is that?
$2.75.
Is there enough to pay on it?
Yes, there is. I'll say, and you'll have $1.36 left over.
Well, that's not bad, is it?
Oh, boy. I'll say, it's not bad. Now, look, here's what you owe Aunt Effie. There, now, go upstairs and give her the money.
All right, Daddy.
Run along. Go on. Now, I do not think she did the right thing. I don't know why, but I just don't. It's wrong somewhere. And I don't think she's learned any lesson at all. Are you going to let your daughter just organize a lottery? I mean, I think you should talk to her, dear.
All right. I will not. Just let me think, will you? Just let me think.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. And now, an on-the-spot interview from Beechnut Babyland. Tell me, sir, how long have you been eating Beechnut baby food? Almost all your life. 3 months now, you say. And how do you like Beechnut? Really? It's that good, is it? The best baby food you can buy. Because it comes from Beechnut Babyland. A very special place where food is best from the beginning. Like luscious beechnut pears. So exceptionally good and sweet to start with. And then prepared with extra special care. So all the natural flavor, the natural freshness is there for baby to enjoy. And the same goes for every food from Beechnut Babyland. Babies can taste the luxury quality. Oh, sure, I'll tell them. Get Beechnut, the most babied food in the world.
All right, Bessie, you can come in now and get these dressed.
I wanted to pay you back the money I owe you.
Oh, well, did you sell the washing machine?
Well, sort of. And here's the money, $1.39.
Oh, thank you. Well, I can't tell you how glad I am you paid me back. You know, it came at just the right time. I really needed this money.
You did?
Yes, really. You see, I have some debt, too. I have to pay the rent on my little apartment back in Dodge Center, and I didn't have quite enough money, so this is really just wonderful. And I do thank you, Betsy.
Oh, well, gee, I'm glad, Aunt Effie.
Well, I am, too, and thank you. And you better go and have your dinner. Your mommy and daddy have been worried about you.
I don't know why they're always worried about me.
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't either. But you run along now, for the dinner is stone cold.
Bessie, come on down and eat, dear. Come on, dear. Did you pay Aunt Effie the money?
Oh, yes. And you know what, Mommy? Daddy.
No, what?
She was so glad I paid her back. She needed it. She said it came just at the right time, so she had to pay a debt.
Oh.
Yes, and I'm so glad I paid her. I guess that's why I have to pay people back, isn't it? Because they have people, they have to pay back.
That's right, darling. That's right.
Well, I thought you had a few other things to say to her, too, dear.
No, I don't think so. Nothing except, come on, let's eat dinner. I mean, she's learned something, and that's enough for one day, so stop worrying.
And everything she should stop worrying about me.
Yeah, I do, too, you little rascal. I do, too.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton as Aunt Effie and Francie Myers as Betsy. The Couple Next Door is produced by Walter Hart. This is Ted Pearson inviting you to listen tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.
Copyright Golden AB.